This is the Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Electric Picnic upon us again. The gates of Stradbally getting ready to open up to 75,000 people. Josh Crosby, though, he got ahead of them. He's there for us now. How are things coming along, Josh?
Oh, it's looking good, Kieran. Look, I suppose, of course, there's still plenty of half-built stages, scaffolding around the place and teleporters nipping around, but it's coming together. And this year, the festival is on earlier in the year. Usually we have to wait another 2 weeks, but down to one particular artist's schedule, it had to be moved. Now, we haven't been told which artist this is, but it must be one of the main headliners.
What's different this year, Josh?
So look, the earlier date is a big one, but then a first for any festival in Ireland or the UK is that the main stage is being powered by renewable energy. So we were shown this new ESB substation that'll be feeding in the power. So I suppose that'll be good news for anyone coming along who's environmentally conscious. They can now bop away knowing that the sound and the lights are coming to them from the power of solar and wind. And look, who better to ask about the changes than festival director Melvin Benn. Listeners will remember from last year, there was a lot of talk about the ban on disposable vapes and what the plan is for this year. He was also asked a question about allowing craft beer companies into the festival, because this has been something that's been raised by a local brewer down here in Laois over the years. He starts off by explaining the work gone into powering the main stage.
Well, I've been looking at doing it for a number of years, and you know, it was getting ESB into the right place. It was understanding it in that sense of it, really, because it's a new thing. Nobody's done it before. So, you know, it was learning to understand what was needed and bringing high voltage into, you know, into the festival, and then having it transformed down into, you know, medium and low voltage, which is, you know, what we need. It's long overdue, and you know, I wish I'd have done it 5 years ago, but we weren't ready 5 years ago, but we're ready now and we're moving at a pace.
Melvin, how did the measures on the disposable vapes go last year, and what's the advice for people coming along this weekend?
Well, disposable vapes are, you know, bad for the environment. I mean, there's just no two ways about it, and they can't be recycled easily. Yes, somebody could try and pick them apart and all that sort of stuff, but that doesn't happen. You know, despite what the, you know, manufacturers might say, it doesn't happen. And so the advice is, do not bring disposable vapes. We will try and confiscate them if we get that opportunity. But think about it, you know, you're coming to a festival that is trying to show the way on environmental standards, and you know, we ask people not to bring them. I mean, the HSE will be implementing the same measures. I'm not qualified to test drugs myself, really. So the HSE are here, yes, and will be implementing exactly the same measures. Back of house, obviously. Anything that gets confiscated and or, you know, submitted in other ways, really, will get tested. And when we know what is there, we'll inform the public of what's around.
Is there any chance of you allowing craft beer companies or breweries into our distilleries into the festival?
I don't like the beer. Does that ever occur to anybody that I've tasted it? I don't even like it. So
yeah,
why would I? Why would I invite them to be here? I don't even like the stuff. So, no, you know, I'll choose what beer we have, and I hope people like it. I like what we've got.
All right, that's what Melvin Benn had to say. Who else did you speak with, Josh?
So, look, there are a few artists around here. I met with Hermitage Green on the main stage, but a growing section is the panel discussions and the podcast, and this all takes place at the Mindfield section. So we're strolling up to a tent to meet with Dermot Whelan, formerly of Today FM. He can be heard on News Talk the past couple of weekends. And Dermot's known for his broadcasting. But when I walked into the tent this afternoon, who was sitting on the stage? Only former President Mary McAleese. So that was a bit of a surprise. I wasn't expecting to see someone who once resided in the park to be down here in a field. But Mary McAleese is going to be performing, if you like, with Mary Kennedy as they present their Changing Times podcast live from here in Stradbally on Sunday. I started off by asking the former president what she was looking forward to about the weekend.
You know what? Atmosphere. Soaking it up. And being obviously, as I walk around, you know, I'm going to be, who's the older person here? You know, I'm probably going to raise the average age by a considerable number. And Mary Kennedy too, because she and I are not that far and distant age from each other. But no, I just want to soak the atmosphere up. I've been hearing about it for such a long time, watching it on television, obviously. My kids bringing the laundry back from it, obviously, in the mucky boots over the years. So just what was it? What is it? Is to be part of it is just a thrill. I know that when Mary and I were asked, we both looked at each other and went, seriously, this is wonderful, you know. Because we're in the third quarter of our lives now, and I never thought that at any stage we'd be asked to the Electric Picnic, but I'm thrilled.
So you have the wellies packed, ready to go?
Yeah, well, I'm actually in my good boots. See if my good boots get ruined, there'll be war.
And have you any memories over the years of going along to festivals, dances?
The nearest thing I can think of, which happens not that far away from here, you know, is the Plough Championships. it's not too far away from here, and we will be going to that again in September. So I still have, I know I have loads of mucky boots from that.
Are there any acts you want to fit in while you're here?
Well, unfortunately, I won't get to fit in many because we're here on Sunday morning, and we'll be leaving probably early afternoon because we've got another event to go to. But yeah, whatever's going, I'm going to go to it. Yeah. I'm going to go to whatever's going.
All right, so that's what Mary McAleese had to say. So, Josh, I mean, how close is it to being ready down there, or is it still just a construction site?
Well, it's coming together, but you have to remember, it's like a town in itself. If anyone's been here over the years, they know there's something for all ages. Parents bring children along for the arts and the culture, then others go raving in the woods. But it's a real mix here when it comes to the genres over the weekend. Just to give you an idea, you have the Wolf Tones and Kylie Minogue on the main stage on Sunday night. I don't know if anyone, including themselves, would have imagined that a few years ago. But then you've also artists like Jerry Cinnamon, Calvin Harris, Faithless, Kneecap, Damien Dempsey, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Bambi Tug, many, many more playing here over the weekend. So look, all roads lead to Stradbally from Thursday. I got speaking with one of the co-creators of the different areas and the stages here, Hugo Jellett, and I also met with Martina Kenny from My Lovely Horse Rescue, who set up here just to create awareness about their work. Hugo starts off by telling me what people can expect.
All I would say to people coming to the festival is that they just have to go around and poke their head into every door of every caravan and find an inordinate amount of surprises. The other things that are worth discovering, and these really are for the more intrepid festival goers, there are tunnels and alleyways over in Providencia that lead into secret cities of dive bars. There are alleyways leading into African areas and South American areas and Caribbean areas. There are churches giving pagan services. There's a day's worth of walking around.
Some people might be aware of the bunker, so maybe there's a few more secret little nooks and crannies this year?
There are. I'm not going to tell you what they are. One of them is the back of Salty Dog. And in order to get in there, you're going to have to go into the lady who's selling clothes next to it. And if you're a bloke, you're going to have to become a woman. And if you're a woman, you're going to have to become a bloke. And then you're allowed in.
And what are some of the challenges now with designing something like this? I know the weather needs to be in your favour, but what have you been up against this year?
Well, time is always an issue and not being able to see your kids in the summer, but it's been a really good year, really lovely, full of us having to be a bit more organised than we've ever been before.
Hi, I'm Martina Kenny and I'm co-founder of My Lovely Horse Rescue. So we are at the My Lovely Ranch where you'll come in and we'll have disco music, we'll have animals everywhere, so you can come in, lie around, relax, pet a dog, go over, see the goats, see the horses, pet them, and then just literally just relax, listen to music and have the dogs crawl all over you.
And how do the animals fare now in music festival?
They love it. Well, it's Rebecca's 8th time. We're here 8 years. She's here 8 years. Yeah, and most of the animals that are coming have been coming every year, except Millie the goat. It'll be her first festival. So
when people think of Electric Picnic, they might think of music, the arts. But what, I suppose, are the benefits of coming along to a festival for you guys?
It's a really big shout out for Rescue. You know, we're a huge rescue. We have about 700 animals at all times in our care.
So if people are here the weekend and they want to pet a pooch or whatever.
Pet a pooch, kiss a pooch. You have the kissing booth as well. So yeah, it'll be all on, all full on for the whole weekend.
All right, Josh Crosby, thank you very, very much for that report from Stradbally, preparing itself for another edition of the Electric Picnic. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder. We're going to be back in a moment.